everyone, welcome to our first real podcast on Booknut. Today we are going to be talking about our favorite author, Karen McManus, and her books, and then just like what we like about her in general.
So basically, in case you guys don't know who she is, she's a YA, mostly mystery author. Her first big book was One of Us is Lying, which was also her first book. It's a New York Times bestseller, super popular amongst younger teens. Yeah. I remember in middle school, like, everyone had a copy, and like, they'd be like, time to read, and you'd pull it out. But she has a really interesting, like, writing style with, like, multiple point of views, which I absolutely love, and I think it's super interesting seeing stuff from multiple perspectives. I don't know, we talk a lot about this in, like, school, and, like, in literature, it's really important. I don't know what you think about that.
Yeah, and she does a really good job of incorporating mystery, but then also, like, not having it, like, completely mystery-focused, because a lot of people, like, especially middle school, I don't know, I feel like people were more, like, realistic fiction, just kind of, like, basic, like, ones fantasy. You can relate to. Yeah, and so she does a good job of having, like, mystery, a lot of the mystery elements, but then also helping it be, like, very relatable and, like, still, like, fun and not super intense, like, still a good amount of intense, I feel
Yeah, I agree. I really like how her books are really fast-paced. I think I would really just be able to finish her books in one sitting.
Definitely.
Like, I've literally almost done that. But super fast-paced. Like, I remember reading any of her books, I was like, oh my god, no, she did not leave on this cliffhanger. Mm-hmm. I have to keep going, and then I'd stay up until 2 a.m. reading, like, half the book.
Definitely. She's, like, the kind of, all her books, like, literally all her books are so good, and they're all the types of books that, like, some books you'll, like, be reading at night. Like, I like to read, like, before bed.
Same.
Some books you'll be reading, and then you'll be like, okay, like, whatever, I'll put this down, like, I'm tired. Her books are the kind where you're, like, up, like, every, like, hours pass, and you're like, shoot, I should go to bed, but, like, one more chapter, and then you're like, oh no, I have to keep going. Like, they're, like, so good.
Exactly.
That way. She always makes sure that the readers are engaged.
Yeah, I definitely agree, and I think she puts so much thought into her characters. I don't know, there hasn't been a character that I've necessarily, like, dislike, like, a main character,
but
I dislike, they all have very, like, different personalities. Like, there are some stereotypical characters, especially in her first book, but then she gives them other personality traits that make them different from, like, the stereotypical, like, pretty girl, or, like, the jock, or the bad boy, and the nerd. Like, we all see that in her first book, but she gives them other things that are interesting about them that aren't as stereotypical, which I really like about it, and you get to really connect with each character. I personally have favorites from each book. I know all of them. But yeah,
that's true. Her first book, so she has three or four books.
Four.
Okay, yeah, One of Us is Lying, that's like the first book, and so that just, I feel like that it starts off with, like, all the main characters, they seem like very, like, stereotypical, like the jock, the bad boy, the, like, smart, like, a nerd, like, girl, and then, like, the, like, perfect, this American, like, cheer girl. But then, yeah, she makes sure that it's not, they don't stay as the stereotype. Like, you learn a lot more. That's why it's really nice, her writing style, how it, like, switches perspectives, so you, like, hear all their, like, inner thoughts, and, like, you learn, like, so much more about them.
I really like how, even though her book have multiple POVs, which can be confusing at times, I'll admit. I've read a lot of books that have multiple points of views, and it's like sometimes, like, oh, I don't like this character, or like, this is really hard to get through, because, like, which one's character A or character F? Like, I don't know.
That's true.
But then with her, it's very, like, staple. Like, she says that at the beginning of every chapter, this is, like, Addie's chapter or Cooper's chapter.
Mm-hmm.
And since each character is so distinguishable, you'll know, like, even without reading the top of the page, you'll be like, okay, he's talking about baseball,
that's,
it's
so
Cooper.
True. yeah,
you know, so it's super easy to read, which I like, because it's really hard to get that down, and especially for being her first book, super well written.
So she has super good writing style, and so then, just to, like, say again so you guys know, her books are One of Us is Lying, and then there's a sequel to that,
One of Us is Next.
And that one, we liked the first one, or, like, at least me, I'm pretty sure we had the same views on this.
Yeah,
the first one a lot more. The second one was, like, still good, but I feel like nothing can compare to the first one.
Exactly. I think it was good for, like, a sequel, but then, like you said, you can't compare it. Like, if it was a standalone, I'd definitely be like, this is really good. I was constantly comparing it to the first one, because she brings back a lot of characters. She brings back my favorite characters. But the concept was different from the first one. Like, she wasn't trying to, like, put more into the same concept, which I feel like a lot of authors try doing. It really doesn't work out a lot
That's
of the time.
True.
So she made this new concept in the book that had some of the older characters in it. and she transitioned it really well. I think the characters were less memorable.
Yeah,
in my opinion. I don't even remember their names at all.
Yeah.
Just one of them? No, I don't. Never mind. I'm just kidding. I know who's like the sister. That's all I know.
Yeah, exactly. Same.
But I don't think it's as memorable, but it's still. And then like the other. Okay, whatever. But that's something about that. But it got really interesting in the middle. There was like a really like big like plot twist in the middle of that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Yeah, so that's like, that's the thing. She always has so many good plot twists. Like, for One of Us is Line, you would not expect the ending. Like,
I didn't. I mean, I thought you said you
okay,
knew.
I kind of did.
I did not
But,
know.
Like, from like, the beginning of the book, it's like, you would not expect it. So many plot twists. Same with, yeah, like we said, the sequel. And then another one of her books, the most recent, I think, called The Cousins. So that's, like, her third book. That one had a lot of plot twists as well. That book, I loved. I think One of Us is Line is definitely my favorite book out of hers, but I still love The Cousins. And because, yeah, it had a lot of plot twists. You get to know the characters again as well from the different perspectives. Still an amazing writing style. And then her last book, Two Can Keep a Secret.
You forgot about that one. I remember I was telling you. Was it not memorable for you? I really liked it.
No. Okay. It, like, what? The more you... I don't know why this happens, because, like, I read, like, a lot of books, and so I forget... I'm really bad with
titles.
She's
a fast reader. Okay.
No, I'm really bad with titles, so if you say the title of a book, unless it's, like, we talk about it a lot, I don't know, then I'm gonna forget it. Like, there's nothing I can do about that. But, yeah, I really like that book as well, and that, again, a lot of shocking plot twists. So,
the end.
Yeah.
I like, literally had to put the book down. You know what I'm talking about. That line at the end.
Yeah.
I put my book down.
The
my
last
jaw
line
was
of the
on
book.
The floor.
Yeah.
I was like, no.
Yeah.
No way.
I know.
Oh my God.
So all that, the like plot had a major twist. And then it's like the last sentence of the book was like crazy. So she does such a good job that way.
I definitely agree.
Yeah. So love her writing style. Those were the four books that she has. Hopefully she writes more.
I think she's coming out with a new one soon later this year. Not 100% sure. I haven't really been keeping up. Maybe I should follow her on Instagram. Guys, go follow her. Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, all in all, our favorite is One of Us is Line, and then our least favorite is the sequel, just because it's like the least memorable. I feel like we didn't get to know the characters as much. Like, I literally can't think of a single one of their names. I honestly don't remember much about it.
Really forget their names.
Yeah.
And
which
then
really stands out, because the other ones you like remember like a lot of details and like the characters and all that. So I mean, still super good book.
Really good. The concept was really good though. I think that was like, because it's about like a truth or dare game gone wrong, which is like a game, you know, like you play with your friends in middle school and like a little circle at sleepovers. You're like, who do you have a crush on? But it takes it to the next level.
Yeah, yeah.
Which was really interesting to see. So it's kind of nostalgic a little bit, except
not really. That's actually true.
Because, you know.
Yeah. But so then again, like showing how she like is very relatable, like with teenagers, like all of it. A lot of the plots are like realistic, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, so for this next part, it's a spoiler alert. If you want to read The Cousins without it being spoiled, skip this part. The one thing that we can think of, like we were sitting down trying to think of what we don't like about her books, and this was the one thing about The Cousins. It just, part of the plot, and do you want to explain it actually?
Yeah, sure. Pulling off my sticker. But like, so obviously if you've read the book, you know that the big huge plot twist in this is that their grandma has been dead for years, and it's like the assistant, I forgot her name,
Teresa or something.
Oh yeah, it was
she,
Teresa,
like, yeah, so she like took the grandmother's place.
Yeah, like what about the SSN?
All the like realistic like logistics things, like it just doesn't make sense. Like, and she was saying like the social security number, all that stuff. Like, how did they not know? Okay,
how did they keep it hidden for so long? Like, she's a public figure in that, on the island, like she has parties and stuff.
Okay, what confused me was like how, like all the pictures, like how did people not notice? Because the grandmother was known throughout the town, and then she attends like all these like charity events like once a year or whatever, where like obviously you can like see the people, like, and there are pictures of them and stuff. So how did no one realize, oh, this is a completely different person, because they also knew Teresa. They know what she looks
exactly.
like.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't get that.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. And then also, like, even the grandkids, when they first saw her, like, they saw photos of their grandmother. Like, they have photos. I'm pretty positive. Like, they knew about the birthmark and stuff. So, like...
Oh, yeah, Millie did. That was
I think so. If that was, like, the one... If they were able to tell by her, like, having the... Not having the birthmark, like, what about just seeing her face? Like, I don't know. So, that's the one thing we were saying. That plot, like, didn't really make sense. Mm-hmm. It was super interesting. It was a huge plot twist.
I feel like we kind of disagree on this one. We've talked about this multiple times. I didn't really like that plot twist. You said it was still good.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Like, the Jonah one, better in my opinion. Jaw was on the floor.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And like I said, I got secondhand embarrassment from that scene when they were, like, outside. They were, like, making out.
Yeah.
And then, like, everyone was watching them. And they were, like, incest?
Yeah.
So that was really, like, not it. That's it was funny.
True. Yeah, it was funny. But
oh,
it was,
and
like,
then Uncle Archer.
Oh,
that
yeah.
he was, like, the waiter.
Okay, that was also a good plot.
I liked that
so
one.
See, this book had, like, a lot of good plot twists.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Okay, also what I was saying, I'm kind of sad they didn't get any money. Like, I feel like at least a little something. Like, especially for Jonah, I feel like that would have been a good thing if they, like, gave it to him. Mm-hmm. Gave him some money. Like, I don't know. And then he was able to, like, save his family. Russia, like, his family still was able to save it, whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, I feel like that would have been a good spot.
But didn't, like, all the people use up the money, so they weren't able to give it?
What they did, so when they, like, burned down the house, that was, like, their only way of getting money, because they had, like, didn't have any insurance or anything.
Yeah.
So the house is, like, there, and everything in it was, like, mm-hmm. all their money.
Yeah.
Really sad. I don't know. Oh, also that, the ending had a big plot twist, like, where he got the letter from, like, Teresa or whatever. Someone, he got a letter, and they were like, oh, like, watch out, or there's gonna be a fire. Something like that. There was a plot twist at the end.
In the epilogue?
Yeah.
Wait,
Jonah got a letter saying...
I remember, but what did it say?
I don't remember. It was like, watch out, there's gonna be a fire or something. Like,
because didn't, like, Teresa, like, completely, like, disappear or something? And then, like, he just got a letter.
Yeah, I think he got a letter saying, I think, okay, the fake Jonah got a letter, or not the fake, but, like, the one who's not the cousin, he got a letter. I think it was about the real Jonah's dad, and they were like, watch out, his company's isn't gonna be around for long, or something like that. That could be completely wrong, but that's what I remember.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah, that book had a lot of plot twists.
And then I actually want to talk about One of Us is Next for a hot sec real quick, because we were talking about it. Like, the person who was, like, behind the game was, like, not a good plot twist, because we didn't know the character. I feel like in order for it to be more shocking, it has to be, like, one of the main characters who are, constantly, like, in the plot.
Yeah, like Simon in One of Us is
exactly. And then this guy just comes out of nowhere. I'm like, who is he?
I don't even remember who it was.
Yeah, it was, like, no, it was literally, like, a random person in, like, a house that they, like, chased.
Yeah.
So, like, how is that, like, good? I don't get it. Like, if it was, like, one of the teenagers, that would have been interesting.
Exactly.
But it wasn't. So, I think that was a little bit of a letdown.
Yeah.
But, I mean, when they killed off that character, that was interesting. Mm-hmm. I did not expect. He, like, fell. And then he died. He was, like, dead.
Yeah,
right? Okay, guys. So, I just want your opinion on this. But whose relationship is better? Bronwyn? Don't know how to say your name still.
Bronwyn? Whatever.
Her and Nate? Or Aubrey and Jonah?
I think Nate and...
Me too. Oh, my God. They're so cute. I remember this one line in One of Us is Next. He's like, we're endgame or something. He said that to the sister.
Really?
Yeah. Because they broke up in the middle. And then she was like, oh my God, are you ever going to get back with her? He's like, don't worry. We're endgame. Like, we're never going to be apart. We're going to be together. And I was like, oh my God. Because, like, a bad boy with, like, a soft spot.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Perfect.
But then Jonah and Aubrey were kind of like, okay, like, quote unquote enemies to lovers. Like, not really.
Yeah.
But they didn't like each other in the beginning. I remember she was, like, suspicious of him.
Like, but you could kind of tell from the beginning. It was like, they're going to end
the tension.
Together. Yeah.
But yeah,
I thought they were cute too, but I don't think anyone can beat Nate. Mm-hmm.
We still don't know how to say name. We're gonna search it up later. We'll tell you guys.
Let us know.
Let us know. DM us.
Yeah.
But yeah, And then what else? What
I feel like there was... Mm-hmm. Oh, we were going to talk about the ending in Two Can Keep a Secret.
Oh, yeah.
How, okay, see, that was, again, a super good ending because you, like, knew the characters and stuff, but it wasn't, like, obvious at all. Mm-hmm. I was saying I figured it out, like, a page or two before you found out.
Yeah, super proud.
What can I say? Detective, Law and Order.
Yeah, I feel like he was kind of, like, always, like, suspicious throughout the book. And you're like, he's kind of weird. Which, it was
like
a dad.
As soon as they were, like, in the basement, I was like, something's gonna happen. Like, exactly. And then I was like, who could it be? Oh, the dad.
Yeah, and then the last line, I was shocked we were talking about this. I was like, I thought it was your mother.
Yeah,
like when he killed her aunt.
Because already you get through the shock. Like, we were recovering from the shock of finding out it was the dad. And then it just ended like that. And it was so unexpected.
Yeah.
So, super good. She leaves you, she always leaves you wanting to, like, know more.
And then One of Us is Next. I remember that last, the little brother of, like, one of the characters was working with the guy who was behind the game. Do you remember? Because he spelled the name wrong. Foreshadowing.
Yeah.
Such a good technique that authors use, and she did this so well. Mm-hmm. Like, let's say, like, around a quarter into the book, there was, like, a younger sibling, one of the main characters, still don't remember their names, but he was, like, doing a spelling bee, and he was, like, practicing words with his sister, and he spelled this one word wrong. And as they were looking back at text, you don't remember this?
I don't think so.
And as they were looking back at, go look at your book when you get home. As they were looking back at text at the end of the book, like emails that he sent, like that were sent to like the person who was behind the game, they saw the same typo that he had made when he was practicing.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, it was the brother.
Oh, I remember that.
So that kind of made up for like the not so good like twist. Mm-hmm. And then like this like the very, very end twist.
Yeah,
so I was like,
yeah.
Not the brother. Like, oh my God.
I kind of remember that.
Look at your book when you get home, girl.
I don't have it. I don't have that book.
I'll send you pictures.
Okay, sounds good.
Send you pictures.
But, yeah, okay. So I think that's it. Our next podcast is going to be talking about our favorite books in general, I think, over the past like year, 2021 to 2020.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so tune into those. But I hope you guys read some Kara McManus's books. Again, completely recommend it. She is amazing.
My favorite author. I don't know about you.
Yeah,
you like Jane Austen, right?
God, no, I hate it. That will be another podcast. Yeah, my favorite author as well. So highly recommend all her
definitely
books.
Yeah,
check them out and join us for our next episode on our favorite books.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you guys. Bye.